Hello, Symphony Church. We're continuing in our journey through the book of Revelation, and today we will be reading Revelation chapter 12. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with a moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his head 7 diadems. His tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she bore her child, he might devour it. She gave birth to a male child, one who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. But her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, in which she is to be nourished for 1,260 days. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But the woman was given the 2 wings of the great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time, and times, and half a time. The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, to sweep her away with the flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. Amen. Today's passage brings another vision to us, and this one's an important one. We see a few key figures in this vision. First, the woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. And we're told that she's pregnant with a child and she's about to give birth. We can understand this woman to signify Israel, God's people, and the son of Israel, the one who is to rule all the nations, who was caught up to God and to his throne, is none other than Jesus. Opposing the woman and the child is a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. And we're told quite explicitly, actually, that this is Satan. Now, a lot of what happens throughout this vision is reminiscent of the events and the images of the Old Testament. For example, the woman, which represents Israel, flees into the wilderness. The dragon, which represents Satan, is cast out of heaven. And we might get a little confused because of this. Is this vision that John is receiving, that we're reading, is it simply a look into the past? Not quite. Many believe that this vision told the churches in Asia Minor, which, as a reminder, were the primary audiences of John's writings, about the ongoing and future spiritual battle that was to take place. As this war arises in heaven and Michael and his angels fight Satan and his angels, Satan is defeated and thrown down from heaven once and for all. And a loud voice in heaven declares God's victory, which brings with it the salvation and the power and the kingdom of God and the authority of Christ. And this was all done by the blood of the Lamb. Satan, cast down to earth, tries to pursue the woman, which, remember, signifies God's people. But the Lord protects the woman by giving her wings like eagles to fly away, and by opening up the earth to swallow the river that Satan sends after her. And though the vision ends with Satan going off in a fury to try to make war on the offspring of the woman, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus, we see that Satan has been losing. This message was one of great hope to the church, which at the time of John's writing was facing immense persecution. This vision shows them that while their earthly enemies, their persecutors such as the Roman Empire, might be the most visible to them, that there is a spiritual battle that's taking place out of their sight. And that battle has the ultimate enemy of humanity, Satan, on the retreat. God was showing the church that they were on the winning side, that he was their champion, and that his kingdom is campaigning nearer and nearer to them. And so it was a message to the church to persevere, to keep resisting the persecution and the suffering, because the battle for the world was being won. And though Satan has not completely been defeated yet, and there will be more tribulation as he tries to make war with God's people, we can rest knowing that God will protect his people like he protected the woman. For us, this message is a reminder that our God is victorious in the spiritual battle that is taking place for the world. So let us be confident in our God, who will win and who will protect us from the schemes of the enemy. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you, for you are a God who wins every victory. We praise you that the schemes of the enemy can't even compare to your glory and to your power and to your might. Lord, we pray in waiting that as we live and as we remain devoted to you, that you are winning every battle and that you are bringing heaven closer and closer to us. So Lord, remind us of this today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.